That's Leona Boyd and a track entitled Madrilena. You're listening to the New Classical FM. It's 9:25 this Thursday, 5 degrees downtown. Temperature's going to remain steady near 6 today. It's a 40% chance of showers and windy, too, out of the northwest, gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour. This is Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean.
Few people's lives are as romantic and adventurous as internationally renowned musician Leona Boyd's has been. She's performed around the world, sold millions of albums, won 5 Junos, and serenaded numerous heads of state. Leona has a new memoir continuing her story, No Remedy for Love. She also has a new CD, No Remedy for Love. The book is published by Dundurn Books, and Leona joins us this morning for a while.
Good morning.
To talk about her new book and the CD and the concert tour. Good morning, Leona.
Yes, good morning.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
I was in Nova Scotia
last week, and now I'm doing Ontario dates.
Wow, you got a lot going on. How do you keep it all up in the air?
Oh, I love it. I like to be busy. So
right.
Good for you.
I've been juggling some book dates, but most important, now I've got a lot of concerts and two big ones in Toronto.
Oh, fabulous.
One in Collingwood. So that's very important. I'm looking forward because I have the beautiful Mississauga Children's Choir as guests and Ron Korb, who I think you know is a flute player. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a magical evening. And apparently the acoustics, I haven't played there, but at Trinity St.
It's
Paul's.
Oh, fabulous. We love it there.
The best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I lived away for many years, so I haven't seen it since it's been renovated.
Yeah.
Tafel Music did that. But that's on November 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Richmond Hill is December 2nd. And
right.
We're very excited about that. And then Collingwood on November 30th at the Gaiety.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's really pretty up there.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's wonderful. Now, tell me, it says you'll be in concert with Andrew Dolson, and I see him repeatedly through everything. Tell us about Andrew.
He's wonderful. He's 26 years old.
Okay.
He's my new protege.
Lovely.
My mother found him by looking at a magazine in Kitchener, and he was the cover boy because he moonlights as a model. He's 6'4 and gorgeous, so come all you ladies.
That's right. Helps, doesn't it?
And he's a fantastic classical guitarist. He graduated with a degree in classical guitar, and he can sing every range from baritone to high. I mean, he sings some of my songs. He accompanies me on guitar and voice. He's going to be singing O Holy Night. And also he's doing a piece that I wrote called Aurora Borealis. That's from an album I did called The Return to Canada with Love. He sings now a little bit in Cree. But this particular concert tour is called A Winter Fantasy.
Lovely.
And so Andrew, we've had two programs going. Andrew learned all the pieces, and we just love touring together. You know, he's strong. He can lift my guitar case and all the CDs. It comes.
Oh, that's helpful too, right?
You need a young strapping guy, but he's a real sweetheart. He loves music. He's a very sensitive player.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get along like wildfire. And we've been touring together for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did a big Christmas tour too.
Yes.
And it's just a lot of fun and really satisfying. I've arranged a lot of the pieces for duets.
Marvelous.
And my Peter Bond, who is my wonderful producer, who's done the last 5 records since I've come back to Canada. And all the old ones, by the way, all the old albums I did in the 70s are now available on iTunes. You know, who would have thought they would ever, because now it's so hard to find albums, as you know, in the actual stores.
Now, speaking of singing, are you going to be singing at any of these concerts?
A little bit, but it's mostly instrumental.
Okay.
I know you're a fantastic opera singer.
Well, thank you very much, but I'm reading your on your website, I understand that you took some time out to study voice.
I took a few lessons, but I don't think my voice has really changed. I don't have a trained voice, but I like the way my voice sounds now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did 4 years at U of T studying classical guitar, music and all that. In fact, I just was at the Arts and Letters Club, and Ezra Schabas was there, one of the old professors. So that's really nice. They said they'd never had such a big turnout. And I was reading from my book.
Good.
I read some poetry.
Yes.
I did my little thing about the casting couch, which, of course, is very much au courant now. And I'd written about it, you know, back in the 80s.
Yes.
And my book came out in 98.
Mm-hmm.
And they've re-released that book, too. So that's called In My Own Key, My Life in Love and Music.
Terrific.
It's a paperback.
Yes.
And the No Remedy for Love, which is taken from a famous quote by Henry David Thoreau.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's a song that I dedicated to Leonard Cohen. I hope you can play that one of these days.
Mm.
But I love composing music. I think it's my destiny to have become a songwriter. Because ever since I was in infant school in England, I was winning little prizes for my stories. But I was so obsessed with classical guitar that always was on the back burner. Mm-hmm. But now, how wonderful that I've had all these crazy adventures. Look on my website. You won't believe the
things I've
done.
I know. It's great.
And I came back to Toronto after 20 years of living in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't want to use the word scary because I think you have enough self-confidence to pull off almost anything.
I get scared too.
But I mean, making that transition from classical guitar to singer-songwriter.
Well, I still play classical guitar.
I know you still do that, but I'm just saying, was that...
Oh, it was very scary.
I can imagine.
The first time I sang, I think it was on Canada AM, the first live TV show I did. I think I was a bit shaking. I had a wonderful Croatian duo partner then. And we did an album called The Unaboyed Sings Songs of Love. But doing it live is different.
Yeah.
But now I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's a special magic when you're doing a live performance. And the audiences I have everything from kids to my generation, Zoomer generation.
Yes. Sure.
And I love it when parents bring their children. This is a perfect concert to bring children because one concert changed my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I went to hear Julian Bream, and then I fell in love with the instrument.
Yeah.
You know, I think the classical guitar is so evocative and beautiful. I'm glad you've now got some music tracks of mine because I know all you've been able to play is Vivaldi.
Yeah,
but I have 28 albums.
I know.
All kinds of different music.
Right.
And a lot of it inspired by coming back to Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I do play some of that in the concert as well. So, but in the Christmas album, it's like some traditional carols, but all blended with my own original music.
Yes.
I love writing.
How many guitars do you have?
Not as many as I used to have when I lived in Beverly Hills.
Right.
About 7, I guess.
Well, you spend your time, you live in Florida and in Toronto, is that right?
Well, I basically live in Toronto, but I'm a snowbird. I have a little Spanish-style house in Palm Beach, and I go there to record. I've just recorded an audiobook there that'll come out next year. I wrote a lot of my book down there, the new book.
Yes.
And I write a lot of music, a lot of the music on No Remedy for Love. By the way, I have an Ontario theme song that I sing with the children.
Great.
And the Mississauga Children's Choir will be singing that on the 25th. It's just wonderful working with the youngsters, and they really appreciate melodic music.
Sure.
I'm hoping that's one of my gifts that I can leave Canada. You know, I have a Canadian patriotic song called Canada, My Canada, and then this Ontario theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And I had as my special guest Jack Grunsky, who was my heartthrob when I was 13.
He
sang me Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
And he sings on one of the other songs. He's got a beautiful voice. And he's won 4 Junos. So.
Lovely.
And I've won 5, so we've got 9 between us.
9 between you.
Now, before we go to another piece of music, which we're going to do in a minute or two, I'm going to get all techie on you and ask, what kind of guitars do you play? Are they custom?
Well, they're made by Vasquez in Los Angeles, and he always gives me sort of the pick of the litter.
That's nice.
Yes, and some I have in the past. Linda Manza made one for me once when I had my own band in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I had many different guitars. I used to just play Ramirez guitars.
Right.
But now I really like this particular type. They're just, you know, basic classical guitar, and it's such a simple instrument, you know, just a little wooden box with 6 strings.
Yeah.
And we have some tracks in the concert. I read some poetry. And I also give a poem that I dedicated to the guitar.
Mm.
I was saying a song because I also wrote a song called My Guitar that I co-wrote with Henry VIII because it's to the music of Greensleeves, but that was on an earlier album.
Lovely.
And the other thing that, yes, and I got a really nice compliment from Prince Philip, you know, who's been my pen pal for 30 years.
Yes.
I just got a letter yesterday.
Oh, so, nice.
Yes, he is amazing guy. He's 96 years old. Married to the Queen, of course, and he invited me to come back to England earlier this year.
Fabulous.
And I played a song that I'd written for him called Love of the Horse. That's on the new album. You know, he loves horses, the Queen loves horses.
Right.
And so there's one dedicated to Leonard Cohen, one dedicated to the Queen, to Prince Philip, and then one dedicated to all the people in Canada
Lovely.
And Ontario.
Let's hear another piece.
Yeah, we're going to turn back to one of your older recordings. This is music by Domenico Cimarosa. Music by Domenico Cimarosa, the second movement from the Concerto in D Major, featuring our guest this morning on Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean, Leona Boyd.
And the next piece I'd like to talk about, not piece, but the next concert, is the one on Thursday, November 30th. It's called The Winter Fantasy, as you were saying, and that is, you'll be in concert with Andrew Dolson. And special guests, All Saints Choir. That's lovely. So you have a choral background.
The All Saints Concert Choir.
Uh-huh,
yes.
Lovely.
Yeah, I love singing with choirs.
Mm,
so
it's
come up
nice.
To Collingwood if you miss the two in Toronto. Well, Toronto is November 25th.
Right.
That's the Trinity St. Paul's with the Mississauga Children's Choir and Ron Korb, who adds a lot, I think. And
we've
been friends forever. And then Richmond Hill, the same thing with Ron and a different choir.
Mm-hmm.
December 2nd at Richmond Hill United Church.
Right. And people, it's probably best to go onto your website, is it, to for
tickets
and information?
Yes, if people can go, yes, Jean, if just leonaboyd.com,
right.
L-I-O-N-A,
right.
And or double or classicalguitar.com, that's my site, and you can see under tour all the different concerts that we have coming
very
up.
Very helpful. Great.
I'm curious about your memoir. Mm-hmm. Does it pick up where the last one left off?
Yes, my last one
right.
left off
okay.
in 98. I was living in Beverly Hills, happily married. Everything was fantastic. My guitar technique was great. Anyway, the next one is the whole trauma, I guess, of getting divorced, moving house 7 times on
Whoa.
My own.
Seven?
Wow.
Yeah, I moved all over the place. I lived in Miami. I lived in Santa Monica. I lived in Connecticut. I've had a very unusual kind of crazy. Well, you said you were part gypsy. I think I must be.
No kidding.
I was just going to say that we have something in common there.
And then I fell in my Palm Beach garage, broke my shoulder, broke my knee, had to be airlifted back to Toronto. That was, I think that's a chapter called Accidental Dramas. Then I had a boyfriend, and one chapter is called A Canadian Romance.
Wow.
That's over, but we're still good friends.
Right. Now, in your memoir, you mentioned that you lost your ability to perform. And so that was, I can imagine how traumatic that
was. To a certain level, yes.
Yes.
And I could always play rest stroke, I could go do some things.
It's yes.
something that they didn't really understand much. It's called Musician's Focal Dystonia,
mm-hmm.
and it happens to 2% of musicians. It happened to our own former conductor of the Toronto Symphony.
Peter Unton.
Yeah, he couldn't play anymore.
Right.
So he reinvented himself as a conductor, and I reinvented myself as a singer-songwriter. But every single day, I always played my classical guitar. That's so much part of my life. I just couldn't imagine not playing it. And I'm really delighted that now, because of this was actually the greatest gift I got in my life, even though at the time I was devastated. You know,
scary.
Now I've written songs about, you know, the planet. I have a song called Song for Planet Earth. I've written songs about people who care for the animals. That's another song. I've written a lot of romantic songs. I mean, the lyrics were always in me since I was a little girl. So how fortunate am I and how blessed. I feel so grateful that I've had an amazing classical career, you know, won all the awards and things and played the concertos, and now have this other chapter that has begun that is very satisfying to me because I'm always getting ideas for songs and lyrics. In fact, I keep having to stop myself writing because I know, and I know the world doesn't really need another song, but I think the productions
yes,
are really
they do.
Beautiful. My music is kind of unique because it uses classical guitar and voice, and most classical guitarists don't sing
right.
vice versa, so it's given me a kind of distinctive style. And
Did you have to radically change your technique of playing?
I don't play the tremolo anymore.
Right.
But no, what I had to retool my technique. I went through a while when I played with the pick, which is just awful because it's the sound of the nails that is the beauty of classical guitar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also wanted to come and tell musicians, don't over practice because, you know, it does happen to 2% of musicians, and 96% of people that get tasks specific focal dystonia are musicians.
Mm.
I helped bring a top doctor from Spain who now works with U of T.
Great.
Because there are so many people that get afflicted by this and you don't know what it is at first.
Yes.
Right.
But it's nothing physical with the hands. It's all the brain maps can change. But I don't want to dwell on it too much because people seem to think I had some terrible disease or arthritis. Or no, my hands are totally fine.
Right. Mm. Great.
It's just that the brain was giving the wrong signals. And now I'm able to play totally adequately. Yeah. I mean, some of these albums, like the one I did, Seven Journeys, Music for the Soul and the Imagination, or even this Christmas one, The Winter Fantasy, probably wouldn't have happened if I'd still had the virtuoso technique. Now I've been focused on just writing beautiful melodies.
Yes.
And I can still do arpeggios and I can still do lots of guitar techniques. It was one particular one that I loved, of course, the tremolo. Mm. And I've used it on lots of my pieces and on and videos. That Cimarosa, by the way, that we played, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis before he was a sir.
Yes.
I remember I was on tour to New Zealand, and on my way I was arranging that in Tahiti with a stopover. And it's so nice because I don't tend to listen to a lot of my own albums, but it's been a long time since I've heard that. And Andrew Davis said, I don't know how you did that album, Leona, because you were sick as a dog. It's true. I'd got pneumonia. I'd won a Juno Award then, and stayed up partying with CBS Masterworks, which I was signed to.
Right.
And sure enough, I got sick. But I managed to pull it all off in, I think it was 3 sessions.
That's all
and
right.
And some of the other movements are quite tricky, the Cimarosa and the Marcello. And I don't know how I played that, but I guess I had a natural technique on the guitar. You know, you're born with it, but I worked hard too. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Well, and don't you think that, you know, all these things that you learn, every experience that you have, as you call the dramas that you go through, they all inform your technique.
Yes, they do.
You know, and
they enrich it and give variety. I mean, I wouldn't want to be doing the same thing. Twice I toured with a sort of rock band, you know, and had trucks and dry ice machines. And the Persona album I did with Eric Clapton and David Gilmour, suddenly I was touring in a whole different way. And I thought, oh, Segovia was so smart. he just didn't even tour with a microphone. Mm-hmm. But all these international tours I did and the adventures I had around the world that I chronicled in the autobiography that's just come out again, that I just think... I was so lucky to be a soloist.
Yes.
You know, but I could play with orchestras and chamber orchestras and string quartet. Like and now being the singer-songwriter, I think it's just given me a whole new inspiration. And the audiences seem to be there, you know, whether
that's wonderful.
I'm doing purely classical or a little bit more popular. And this is my third Christmas album, by the way, and it's my favorite.
Oh. Nice.
I hope people will come, bring your kids.
Of course they will.
It will really maybe change their lives and give them a beautiful experience.
Mike, we have another piece. Is that correct?
Yep. No, we're going to...
Okay.
So we're going to...
Thank Leona.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you, Jean, and thank you, Mike.
Now, your website has everything on it, right?
Yes,
right.
Just leonaboyd.com.
All right, my friend.
With an I, L-I-O-N-A-Boyd.com. Under tour, you'll see the different upcoming tours, and you can also see some music videos and read about my crazy life and hear about the books.
And as Mike always says about books, you know, this book, No Remedy for Love, published by Dundurn Books, go to your nearest bookstore and buy it right away.
Indigo, yes. Oh, you just told me today.
Oh, Amazon.
Amazon.
You just told me it just came out today.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not even know that.
Yeah. Well,
and I know they have a deal, or they were going to have a deal for you get the two books together. So, yes.
Mm, fabulous. Great.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leona.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
That's Leona Boyd in the English Chamber Orchestra, the second movement, the Largo, from Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D.